flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
High noon here on Jones and Keith. It's Patriots Monday on WEEI. Welcome back to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A lot of talk about the Pats, their loss yesterday in Arizona, what's remaining over the final three games. We'll continue to get into that. And we're joined every Monday by our next guest, Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
Good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. A lot of love on the TV broadcast for you yesterday. Your individual play specifically matched up on Marvin Harrison Jr. How do you think the year for you has gone to this point individually?
I mean, it ain't really what I'm focused on. I mean, I just want to win. The individual stuff that can take place later.
Are you surprised they even test you anymore? I mean, all due respect to everybody else, but if I'm Kyler Murray, maybe I look another way.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's football. You know, they're gonna get the ball thrown at you if you're a corner. That's what you want. You know, you want them to throw the ball your way. So, no, not surprised at all.
The breakups in the end zone on Harrison Jr., we saw it a couple of different times. How much of that is instinct? How much of that is coaching points?
It's a lot of both. I mean, it's just we have the coaching points, and then a lot of it is also just, you know, knowing what part of the route you're in. And you can look back if you can't look back. So, I mean, it kind of just all goes into it.
Yeah, you know, we heard that there were no team meetings today, that they were canceled. Did that come as a surprise to you?
I mean, I know we're going in.
So are you?
Oh, you are going in.
Are you not at the facility yet?
I'm not in there yet.
Okay. So I think some of the media availability was canceled today. You guys will be there, but it sounds like not a team meeting, at least from some of the reporting. But you still will be at the facility and doing your normal day.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. When it comes to some speculation about the future of your head coach, Jerod Mayo, there's been a lot of speculation about his job security. That would include on this show. What do you think of that speculation?
I mean, I don't think there's nothing. I mean, I know everybody in the locker room is riding with Mayo. I'm riding with Mayo, so that's my word on it.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the Buffalo Bills yet this year? Usually you guys face them a lot earlier than week 16. That'll be your first time facing them this year, but they just scored almost 50 points yesterday and have been having one of the best offenses. Are you looking forward to the challenge that you'll have next week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Josh Allen is a game changer, so we're excited as it for it. For defense, we're excited for the opportunity.
Okay, that'll be next week for the Patriots following their fourth straight loss against the Cardinals. You ready for man-to-man-to-man coverage there, Gonzo?
Yeah.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
Yes! Yes! Not yes! Not yes! Hell yes!
All right, first question today, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Would you rather go to outer space or the bottom of the ocean?
I don't know. I don't like either space or ocean. So probably the ocean.
Ocean, nice. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Boston, New York. More likely to exist, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Probably Bigfoot.
Probably. A lot of drone news over the last week or so. A couple of arrests at Logan Airport today. Who's controlling the drones?
Wait, what?
Who's controlling the drones? There's a lot of drone sightings, giant drones, two arrests at Logan for flying too close earlier today. Lots of them spotted in New Jersey, all across the country. Who do you think is controlling the drones?
I don't know. I haven't even heard about that.
Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
Yes.
Who asked better questions, Jones or Keefe? Stumper. Jones or Keefe? Did we lose him? Is he still there? Christian, you there?
Probably equal. I don't know.
Equal. Okay.
Besides football, what sport are you the best at?
Basketball or track.
Basketball or track. Would you rather lounge by the pool or the beach?
Pool.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Either Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
All right, there you go. Another successful edition of Man to Man to Man.
Not Craven the, what's his name?
Craven the Hunter.
Well at the box office. Okay, not so well. Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, Christian Gonzalez, brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Patriots.
Didn't want to choose a favorite between us.
No. I think we gave him too much leeway there. There were a lot of this or that.
It was
you guys are equals.
Yep. Not worried about the drones or even aware of the drones.
Not even on his radar.
Literally.
Yeah, that's true.
Just not even paying attention to the drones. Which is fine.
He gave us two superheroes.
Yeah. Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
He does definitely think Bigfoot is more likely.
Yeah. I mean,
they're both monster.
They're both real, but I would say Bigfoot also more likely.
We've seen both.
Didn't they drain the Lake Loch Ness? I think they drained it, and they were like, there's nothing here.
I don't.
And they put all the water back?
I don't.
Yeah, I think somebody drank it, and then they're like, there's nothing in here. I'm like, he could be hiding. He probably took a little break somewhere.
Do you think he, because I agree with this in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Do you think he was being nice by not answering, or do you think he just legitimately didn't know who Jones and Keith?
Well, he took 19 seconds to think about it.
He doesn't know either who we are, which is fine.
Yeah, no, that's expected.
But then I think he was like, is this a trick question or something? So then he was like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'll just say nothing.
I should have just...
I'll be asked the question on the radio and say nothing.
I should have just forced him to answer. You got to pick one, Christian.
Pick a guy.
Pick a guy.
He's like, oh, it's just, you're both so great.
He did say they're on their way in, so I was mistaken in assuming Hunter Henry was leaving the facility. They're on their way in.
So they're no, just no media availability, I guess?
Well, and maybe they're getting treatment or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Lift, yeah.
Treatment,
down.
That sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Either that or he just let the cat out of the bag that they are meeting. How about, and they're telling the media they're not and they're canceling availability.
Weird. How about this? His favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone 2.
So
he likes the crazy crow lady or pigeon lady instead of the neighbor with the shovel?
Yeah.
That's crazy. The first one's so much better than the second one.
Okay, now this is an ongoing debate in the Jones household to the point... This
Wet
was,
Bandits greater than Sticky Bandits.
Christmas movie was a listener submission. So I think it was Natalia on Twitter submitted that question. My wife said, ask him Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2. She legitimately said, ask him that.
Does she like 2 better?
She prefers 2.
2's good.
Yeah, they're both
but
great.
Like 1?
They're both. I
1's an all-timer. One's one of the greatest movies ever made.
1 is my favorite Christmas movie.
There you go.
And I like Home Alone 2 a lot.
1 is good year-round.
Yeah.
1 correct. You could watch anytime.
Okay, so that is my favorite Christmas movie, but
he's not even home alone. He's literally just in New York.
That's why he's lost in New York.
He's lost in New York.
He's at the Ritz.
But the beauty of being home alone is like you can booby trap your own house. Now he's booby trapping like this other building.
Yeah, his uncle's house.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Throwing
it's Uncle Rob. Uncle Rob comes up a lot in these movies.
Yeah.
And you'd never see him.
No, you'd never,
President
never
elect
see him
Trump is in Home Alone 2.
Yes, he is.
He has a good cameo in that.
Made a good. He pointed a.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Kevin
he's not just the ultimate jock.
Not just the ultimate jock.
Not just the ultimate politician. Also no, appeared in films such as Home Alone 2.
I said to Kat, I go, he's too young. He probably doesn't even know Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2.
He loves Stand By Me.
Good point.
He is a mystery wrapped up in
good
an
point.
Enigma.
Mistake by me.
So he loves Home Alone 2 and he loves Stand By Me. He's a kid at heart.
Yeah, he is.
He practically is a kid. Was he 24?
Is there a better sequel than Home Alone 2? There probably
The
is.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's true.
Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
A lot of sequels are really good.
A lot of sequels are actually better than
How about comedy? How about
comedy sequel?
Comedies,
whoa,
though.
That is tough.
Yeah.
That is a tough one to crack. I would say...
Comedies? So like American Pie 2 compares well with American Pie 1.
It does compare well. I would say 1's better.
1's better. Yeah.
Yeah, 1's better, but like 2 is like everybody's worried, oh, you make a comedy sequel, it's garbage. But
No, it's not true. 22 Jump Street is pretty good.
Not, like better, 21, than, not better than 21, but it's good.
Daddy's Home 1, Daddy's Home 2.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor, watch them both.
I would argue.
I would need to watch both, yes.
Next Friday is funnier than Friday, but it's not as good of a movie.
Okay.
Friday 1's a classic, but Next Friday with Mike Epps, funnier.
Okay, wow. Good stuff there from Gonzo.
Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. Very funny. Not as good as the original, but very funny.
I might prefer Ace. Yeah. I might prefer When Nature Calls.
Really?
I might.
You like all the animals and stuff?
Yeah. He crawls out of the rhino.
Yeah, he did.
He's got the slinky at the...
He does love a slinky.
At the, what do you
classic
call it?
Arrows in the leg.
Arrows in the leg.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Wachuchu tribe were biters. Yeah, I get it. It's funny. It's very good.
Some of that may not have aged well.
No, probably most of it. Probably not most of it. And he like... If you think the 90s comedies age poorly, check out some 80s comedies. Check out Looney Tunes. Stuff they were doing.
It's true. So that was Christian Gonzalez earlier today. So the Patriots have canceled their meeting. Reportedly, I'm not sure if Gonzo just refuted that or not. I think there is a middle point where the team meeting's canceled, but they're getting treatment or doing a lift or whatever. So what's going on down there? Are firings in the offing? I would blame nobody. Because, again, after the game... which was exceptionally disappointing, just embarrassing, exceptionally disappointing. There's something about that game being at 4:25 that made it worse to me. Like, it was later in the day. I had to wait for it. Then I watched it. They had their opening drive. They're moving the football. There's a holding penalty. They missed the kick. Nothing changed. It's coming off a bye week, and it's all gross. So you get the bad play on the field, and then after the game, you get Mayo. Can I hear this again?
Oh,
throwing Van Pelt under the bus.
Two-hand shove.
This is after Jonathan and Robert are caught on the broadcast complaining about the offensive play calling.
Jonathan's taking notes.
Jonathan has his notes.
Notes.
And the two of them are just ripping the play calling.
Yeah.
This is what Mayo says after the game.
Do you consider running Drake in that situation, that it's a short yard situation, you know, he can run?
That's, you said it, I didn't.
I did say that. Would you say that?
That should have been the follow-up.
It's more Joe Pesci. There's a lot of Joe Pesci mentions going on.
Should have been the follow-up.
But so... I just think that's so embarrassing to come out and throw Van Pelt under the bus like that. Would anybody be shocked if he's fired today. I almost expect it.
Thing with Mayo is, and we've talked about this as the season's gone on, about their conservative play calling and how much of that is Van Pelt, how much of that is Mayo. When we talked to Van Pelt on Friday, he straight up said, I do what the head coach says. So we read between the lines, and you're like, all right, if he wants to bleed clock, maybe Van Pelt would chuck it deep on certain plays, but his conservative coach wants him to run, punt, or run, pass, sack, punt. Like that. How many times have they had a sequence like that? So then Mayo kind of goes the other way, but this one is so much more damning. It wasn't a one play. It was third and short, stuffed, fourth and short, stuffed. Mm-hmm. So if you hated the third down call, Gerard Mayo, in real time, if you actually hated it then, you could have ran up to Mayo or Van Pelt and told him, hey, why don't you give it to May here? Let May do something here.
You could have called timeout.
You could have called timeout, or you could have just said, hey, run the play with May, or run whatever. Like, he might not even know all the specific plays, but he could say, like, get the ball in this guy's hand,
yeah.
or do like a run pass option, do so, or a QB sneak. It's very easy to say. And then Van Pelt will dial it up because, like he said, he'll do what the coach says. So Mayo had to stand there on the sideline and watch that play get stuffed twice in a row. And then he's like, hey, you guys said it, not me. It's like, no, you are the head coach. You are in control of that.
You said it.
And it's different than, you know, in the offseason, if Elliott Wolf makes a trade or signs a player or whatever, that's kind of apples to oranges. This is game day. You're the head coach. You can override a play call because you've told us all the time it stops with you, right? It stops with me. It's me. Well, until it's not and it backfires. So, yeah, that's just pathetic.
If you missed it today, Nick, can we also cue up his explanation this morning? It was at the tail end of a recap on the game and you know, sort of a long intro. Here's how he explained it away this morning.
You know, I know there's a lot of chatter about, you know, the question last night, you know, you said that. I didn't mean anything by that.
No.
it was more of a defensive response. And ultimately, and I tried to clarify that with the follow-up question, because ultimately all of those decisions are mine. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay. Good job just getting
Thanks.
That out there.
What a relief. I'm sure Van Pelt feels great about it.
In the meantime, Van Pelt's probably fired.
Conspiracy on the text line?
Oh, yeah.
That practice is canceled or meetings are canceled, but the team's on the way into the facility to be told news.
Something like that.
Yeah, could be.
Like if we had to guess why they canceled meetings, they're firing Van Pelt.
It's what it feels like.
And I'm with you. I don't think that's the right call.
I think that'd be a mistake.
Van Pelt does not need to be back next year. I don't think he's done such a good job that he's back with Drake May next year, but I'd have him finish the season.
Well, I would have him finish the season. Somebody pointed out on the Twitch
line. He's arguably been the best at his job.
He might be your best coach.
Period. Yes.
That's it.
He might be your best coach, and you're firing him?
But I think what's even worse about firing him now, right after Mayo said what he said. Now, they haven't fired him, just if you're tuning in right this second. They haven't fired him. But if they do, you're backing Gerard Mayo, and you're backing what Gerard Mayo said specifically about him. And like you're like, yeah, I should have a better play caller. It's like, well, Mayo didn't even hire Van Pelt. You know, that's another whole thing.
If I'm Van Pelt and they fire me, and like who knows what's written in his contract or severance or anything like that, so like maybe he can't. I go scorched earth on this trash organization.
Yeah.
And I go scorched earth on this trash head coach. If I get fired,
yeah.
And I'm doing my job, you know, I'm disappointed in some of the passive play calls and the cautious play calls.
No doubt, but how much of that is him?
Okay, but he's far from the worst coach on this team. I would go scorched earth on this place.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll do that, but it would make no sense to do it right now. Like you said, off season, maybe take a look at everything. Also, what does that say to the next guy? So it was already impossible to replace Bill O'Brien last year. You had to interview 12, 13 different people. Most of them didn't want it. And then you've eventually landed on Alex Van Pelt. If you fire him 13 or 14 games into the season, what is that interview process like? Like, hey, real quick, what happened to the last five guys? I want to be prepared.
Yeah.
Is this deal for more than 1 year? Like that would not be you've taken already a very non-attractive job outside of Drake May. I think guys would want to coach Drake May. But the offensive line's trash, the receivers are trash, the head coach has no confidence in you, and everybody else has been fired after 1 year.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, you said it earlier. It'd be great to work with Drake May, but then you gotta work for this guy. You gotta work for Gerard Mayo.
That's tough.
So I don't know who's taking that gig. Mm-hmm. Bob is on the Cape. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello?
Hi.
Gonzo back on the line.
I was reading articles about how Detroit fans are livid about the season ticket prices going up as high as they are now.
Okay.
I'm curious if the Patriots season tickets have lowered.
I bet they haven't. I haven't looked it up, but this is what they usually do.
Have they sent that out yet?
When teams are bad, they'll do a big press release to say that they aren't going up. Like, they should get a round of applause for that. That's a classic Red Sox tactic.
Right.
Like, hey, guys.
We're not raising them.
They're not going up. Like, whoa, they love the fans. And then what you'll do is...
is raise beer prices.
Like, Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, they'll be, like, 2% raised.
Yeah,
like,
they'll
be, like, a little store that says, like, they've increased them by 2%. So I didn't read the Lions thing that he's talking about. But I'm guessing the Patriots, they won't lower them. I don't think anybody lowers anything anymore.
No.
But they might freeze them.
You seen the
maybe,
price? You seen the price of eggs? Nothing's going down.
I go to the grocery store thinking I'm going to spend $100. $250, I'm out.
Oof.
$400.
A lot of mouths to feed in that Keith household.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, hungry little ladies.
Look,
it's mostly Keith.
Yeah, man.
No, I just eat whatever they don't eat.
Maybe the justification will be they actually spend in free agency to raise prices. I don't know if they've sent that out yet to season ticket holders,
yeah.
But yeah. Whatever it is, the product is too expensive down there for what you've had to put up with the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm wrong, guys, but that felt like he was throwing Alex Van Pelt under the bus.
That's the only reason you're comparing it to that. Was this a bad? So what do you think of the comment that was made?
I just think that's a really hard thing to come back from, because the players see that. They see the lack of accountability. The other coaches see that. So let's say you come out of this year and you're not happy with how things are, but you're going to keep Gerard Mayo and you're going to change some of the staff. How are you going to get coaches here then? Because they're all going to think that Gerard Mayo is in the hot seat in 2025, and now you have this. Like, right where he threw a guy who's been in the industry for a long time under the bus. Now, I assume Gerard's going to walk it back tomorrow. The trouble with that is that we've already been down that road a few times.
Too many times.
And I think Gerard's got a great potential as a coach, but it's starting to feel like if you're the Kraft and you're looking at it and it's like we only have one shot at Mike Vrabel, like, how do you compare what's happened here versus Vrabel? And on that field today, right?
Are you inferring that Mayo probably talked himself onto the hot seat today, Albert?
I think he may have, yeah.
He probably talked himself onto the hot seat.
Yikes,
says Albert Breer. That was yesterday on NBC Sports Boston. I like how he correctly predicted. I think we all saw this one coming.
He's going to walk it back tomorrow.
He's probably going to walk it back tomorrow.
Sure did.
Which he spends most of his time correcting things he said.
That's right.
But so he may have talked himself onto the hot seat, and now the Patriots have canceled player meetings today, team meeting today.
Yeah. Something stinks. And as all the beat writers point out, that's not a normal occurrence, especially after a loss, and especially when you just had the bye week.
Right.
And you had a bunch of missed time
in
there.
It's not just after the bye week.
You have three games left. The season is almost over.
It's not just after a loss. It's both.
Yeah.
So it's as the beat writers note, and they're probably frustrated. They were supposed to get interviews today, fill up their notebooks, et cetera. So they're probably frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But as they point out, yeah, this is rare. So
something's up. Something stinks.
I think it's fair
not
to
just
assume
this team,
something is up.
Which does.
Now, look, there's that. We also, I think, are assuming that Van Pelt is the guy in the crosshairs. He's the one that Mayo called out. Again, if you're just tuning in or you somehow missed it on the broadcast yesterday, the Crafts were caught complaining about the play calling. Robert Kraft, and this is the professional lip readers out there.
Yeah.
It's the offensive play calling. He says to Jonathan, who pauses and then says the play calling is terrible.
That to me is one of the most, I don't know if I should say shocking, but like that's one of the most important pieces of the entire season. It's like to see those two guys that obviously aren't happy with the way things are going. But for them, because we haven't really heard them talk in a while, right? Like, where's Robert and Jonathan Kraft really been talking about this team? It hasn't been. So you see them on game day, and they usually look upset, but it's usually just directed at the way the game is going, right? Like, it's not one person to blame.
Right.
This is straight up calling out the play calling. And it's not, oh, that was a bad play. It is saying the play calling. So this is clearly a thought they've had for a while. It's also led Jonathan Kraft to bring a notebook to the game now. Right? Yep. He's got a notebook and a pen, and he's taking notes. I mean, I'm sure the questions that Gerard Mayo had to answer after this game were something. But does that room just turn into, like, man, AVP's not the guy. When AVP's probably been the only one coaching this season. Yeah. No one doing anything.
I'll say it again. I don't need Mayo, Van Pelt back next year. But I was going to let him finish the year. It's crazy to me they wouldn't let him finish the year. But the Crafts are pissed. I saw people tweeting about this. It might have been our guy Mike Kadlik, but he said this has Germany vibes from a year ago.
Yes.
Like, this feels like the Crafts on camera getting caught bitching about Bill Belichick. And next thing you know, whether you wanted to believe it in real time or not, Bill Belichick was eventually out of a job.
I was going to say, so like public complaining during games, which are caught on camera, and then four wins led to them firing the greatest head coach of all time.
Yep.
So public complaining on camera and three wins? Like, is that going to save anybody on this staff?
No, and a PR nightmare week in and week out when you have no goodwill built up like Bill did.
No, the only people that are saying to bring Mayo back are the, you can't fire a guy after 1 year. So it's like, you don't even watch it? So like, if a guy coaches for 1 year, like, well, you automatically get in the second. Why? Why would you automatically get the second? And that's the other thing that I've heard too, which is funny, is not to go straw man, but I have seen this. It's, well, like, it's not Urban Meyer bad. No?
It kind of is.
Like, yeah, he's not at a, you know, club getting lap dances or whatever, but just, like, on the field and, like, the press conferences and the interviews.
That is fair.
No, that was bad. Yeah. I would say Urban Meyer worse.
Wasn't he kicking players?
He might have kicked. Like, yeah, did he kick the kicker? He kicked the kicker, ironically enough. So that was really bad. But he also didn't last the whole first year.
Nope.
Like, Steve Wilks was, all right, end of the year, we have a different direction we can go in. And to a degree, it worked. A couple years later, Arizona made the playoffs, so I think they were probably made the right call there. But I don't know, it's a lot closer to that than it is any of these year one. And they also ignore all the examples of year one good teams. Yeah. Like, it's not unheard of to inherit a 5-win team and win 9 games. Like, that also happens in the league. Everyone's just pointing to the guys that were bad in year one, but they're all very different than Gerard Mayo.
D'Amico Ryans a year ago took over a terrible team.
Yeah, made the playoffs.
Sean McVay was in there right away. So, yeah.
It can happen.
It definitely can.
No, but there's nothing really strong to keep him in place.
No. And then you have this answer. This was apparently summarized late in the broadcast. I saw Callahan tweet it. I did not hear this live. But Tom McCarthy, part of the Z squad yesterday, the play-by-play guy.
Play-by-play man.
Paraphrased Mayo's answer after they talked to him during the week about how he could improve as a head coach. He said, I'll take a lot of time to reflect when the season comes to a close.
Yep, we're getting there.
I had all these different ideas before the season began, but then everything got so fast, now things are slowing down for me.
Number one, it doesn't appear
like things are slowing down for you at all.
No, it's getting worse.
It's gotten worse.
They were better early.
And you had all these ideas and you didn't implement them. You knew for years, plural, you were going to be the head coach. You had in writing for at least a year, you were going to be the coach. And
he won the first game of the season.
You were arguably more ready for the job than any other coach in the league. And you're talking about being ready for year two. You don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
This is also like an example of why you do interviews for a job.
And you don't just handpick
somebody. Because also that person, even if you really want that person, shouldn't they need like to present what their plan would be?
Yes.
Not just like, hell yeah, where's my office?
Yes.
Like, no, what would you do if you were in place? Like, I'll figure it out.
I'll say burn some cash. And I'll say we're going to win more games than last year. They're like, whoa.
You can't say any of that because none of that's true.
Keep all that to yourself.
None of that's true.
They didn't even bother going through that.
You're kind of going a little too crazy for us right now. Yeah, they didn't do any of that.
Let's go to Kentucky Mike on the phone here. Hello.
All right, Kentucky Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, just wanted to chime in. At first, when that play happened on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 yesterday, I was like, man, you got a QB, sneak it. Until on 4th-and-1, I saw the running back get blown up and we couldn't get it. I think we're underestimating. I know when they said play calling and Kraft, and I was like, guys, if you knew how bad the offensive line was as far, I mean, if I could just take a second to just give you guys this, I saw it today. DeMontre Jacobs is ranked 78 out of 78 tackles. The low is 64 out of 78. And Laden Robinson, 73 out of 74 guards in PFF.
Yeah, the situation around Drake May.
He ranks 78th out of 68.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too.
The offensive line sucks.
The whole team outside of Drake May and Christian Gonzalez sucks, including the coaching.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I...
Two premium positions, though.
I didn't have...
It's been a positive.
Did you have any problem with running on either of those plays?
Running?
Yeah.
No.
Me neither.
What, are you going to throw it to Kayshon Booty so you can hand it to the other team?
Thank you. Like, so maybe they should have run with Drake May. I think they certainly should have run both plays with Stevenson. You didn't need to run on third down with Gibson. But, you know, that's what Jerod Mayo was complaining about after the game. I didn't personally have a big problem with those play calls, but if you did,
yeah,
you're the head coach. You can do something about it.
It is odd. Now, I don't really consider Gibson. Gibson's had some decent runs.
But he's not a short yardage guy.
Not at all.
Right, exactly.
So, like, that was very strange. I mean, he had... So Antonio Gibson had 7 carries for 33 yards yesterday. He had a 29-yard carry. So it took him 6 carries to get the other 4 yards.
Yep.
So if you're going to run it short yardage, run it with Ramondre. They even did the Wildcat with Ramondre that it a couple times.
Yep.
The Mondre Cat. Worked well a couple of times. And you had 2 different plays that you could have done something. I would never have given the ball to Gibson there. Maybe Stevenson, maybe May, or start with May or whatever, but... Yeah, I can see why everybody's frustrated, but if you're Mayo, you're the one guy outside of Van Pelt that could do something about it.
You absolutely could. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on this. That's also your text number to get in touch here with Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Monday. The reports yesterday were that Mayo was safe before the game.
I was going to say, that's a key distinction. Before the game.
Your girl, Diana Rossini.
Yep, usually on it.
While there hasn't been a public vote of confidence from the Kraft family, Patriots leadership is standing by head coach Jerod Mayo. Rossini wrote on Saturday, just as discussions about the next NFL hiring cycle heats up, Robert Kraft has privately assured those close to him he's committed to giving first-year head coach Jerod Mayo the time and resources he needs to grow into his role. She added that the Kraft family knew the rebuild would take multiple years, and they want to allow Mayo the opportunity to find his voice, establish his footing, and develop into the leader they believe he can be. That's one report. The other was from my girl, Josina Anderson.
That's right.
Also prior to the game. Source on Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo and whether there's been any thought on Mayo's tenure ending with a 1-year run. Quote, there was never any consideration of this. The Lions started 3-13 the first year under Dan Campbell.
I hate it. I hate that.
Then they started the next year 1-6. People were calling for his head. Plus, he was going, or what was going on before Mayo became the head coach, too. Patience is a virtue. So that's throwing Bill and his roster decisions and everything under the bus. But the comp to Dan Campbell comes up constantly.
Yeah, and it drives me nuts because they actually finished with, 3-3 is nothing to write home about, but from where they were to where they finished, there was some momentum going into the second year. It's also just the way they played and how different it is. Now, yesterday, they do go for it on 2 fourth downs, which maybe 4 weeks ago, before all of the criticism about it, maybe they don't in those situations. But Dan Campbell was always sort of showing his aggressive nature. You could argue yesterday, maybe it cost him a little bit, but that's something that he's done. I think the players bought in to him, and then they got better. Then the next year, admittedly, slow start, but then they got real hot at the end of the year. And the next thing you know, they've been one of the best teams in football. I don't like that comparison at all to Mayo. And the first one being like, oh, they're committed to him. It still sounds like...
That's wishy-washy, right?
Well, yeah, but it also is like the same group of people that's like, well, you just can't fire him after 1 year. Because like, how can he be for sure safe with a month left of games? There's 4 more games. What if not only do you go 0-4, but what if it looks like yesterday?
And
you're like, all good. 7-game losing streak going into the offseason?
Yeah, so the losses are important. The losing streak is important. How non-competitive they are, and they were non-competitive yesterday, all important. The PR stuff is important, too. And let me give you one more. Breer just mentioned Vrabel's name. I think that's a big factor. They like Vrabel. Vrabel was a home run hire for them a year ago. They might have been locked in contractually to Mayo because they wrote it into his deal.
Yeah, they were.
So now you have a chance to get Vrabel, a real chance to get Vrabel. You're going to let him go get hired somewhere else because you want to be nice to Mayo? Like, I think that's a factor. It doesn't mean that Vrabel's the next coach here. It doesn't mean Mayo's definitely getting fired. Sounds like someone's probably getting fired today.
It just
but
feels
that's
like...
that's a big piece, I think. If they want Vrabel, this is your chance.
They are headed down a path where if they keep Mayo and bring him next year, but they move on from Van Pelt and he's the scapegoat, that it's 2 offensive coordinators in 2 years for Drake May. But then if Jerod Mayo struggles next year, which a lot of us think that he will, you end up firing him after 2 years. Like, see, we weren't knee-jerk after 1, but after 2. So then that new head coach brings in another coordinator. So now Drake May, who's one of the great, like, gems of the league right now, would have 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years. the team itself would have 6 and 6 years or 7 and 7 years, but the way I'm playing it out.
Yep.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That is just devastating. But you could correct your error now. Like, let's say you brought in Mike Vrabel with Arthur Smith, and you're like, here's a dude. And I don't know if Arthur Smith would leave Pittsburgh, but he worked well in Tennessee for years with Vrabel. If you brought in a duo like that, that's a group that it's also, even if they get off to a slow start, you feel so much better about giving them time because they've done it.
There's no reason to delay the inevitable. None. So you don't have to, for optics, bring them back for another year because you compared them to your wives. You don't have to do that. You have to admit the mistake, make a hard decision, which I don't really think is that difficult, and move on. 617-779-7937. More on Jerod Mayo's job security. Again, Patriots have canceled the player team meeting today. Are they up to something? Could somebody be out of a job? We'll discuss. Plus, Jacoby Brissett probably should be out of a job after some of his latest comments.
Man.
I want to get to these. We said we were going to get to them earlier. We kind of followed the news with the canceled team meeting. I want to get to these Brissett comments with all your phone calls next.
You're an upbeat, optimistic guy, you know, every week, but how much does the losing, you know, how much does it wear on you?
Yeah, it wears on you for sure. I think it's just frustrating. Long flight back, and you really can't do nothing else but just think about the game. You know, watch the game on your iPad, and I'll think about ways I could maybe throughout the week I could talk to a guy that I can make a difference in the game. Maybe, you know, hit the lineman here on one thing, or maybe the receivers here, or the running back Mondre, or these guys. Maybe tell them something extra throughout the week to maybe help, you know, shift things or make that play different. But really, just think it's collective. It's a collective effort, and those guys are keeping a good attitude. You know, so really just hard on myself on things, and that's, you know, really just probably the attitude.
I'll tell you, it'd be a nightmare gift.
Yeah.
The dumps that thing takes.
Huge. Where do you put it?
You don't want to deal with that.
What do you got, like a backyard that big?
Also,
like a little swamp?
A hippo is more dangerous to humans than, they kill more people per year than sharks,
most
gators.
Dangerous animal on Earth?
Yes.
Mosquitoes, I think, have the most kills. In all seriousness.
Yeah, that's true.
If you look it up, skeeters, they'll get you. But
non-insect variety.
Non-insect, you would have to go to the hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Just a mountain of an animal.
This girl doesn't know what she's getting into.
She's a lunatic. Imagine, that's where you got to step in as the parent and say no.
Yeah.
No.
That is
I know that's all you want, yeah, but come up with something else.
Yeah, in this scenario.
You're going to get what you get and you don't complain.
In this scenario, Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, okay. I'll walk this out.
Alex Van Pelt wants the hippo.
Okay.
And Jerod Mayo's just doing nothing about it.
He's like, no.
He's like, oh, you said it, not me. No. You wanted the hippo, not me.
Jerod Mayo's like, I told you to pick up the first down. What are you doing? He's like, Jerod, I'm doing my best over here.
Okay, so
it's not good.
Mayo is the most relevant and most high profile of the head scratching comments. And he typically is every single week.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Jacoby Brissett is not far behind.
Like, from the clouds. Because I thought this guy was just, like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, hey, you started when they said you could start. Now it's Drake May's job, and you're kind of the backup, veteran backup. Okay, that's it.
Let me tell you, Jacoby Brissett's a bad teammate. The idea is that he
was... You said it, I didn't.
He was a good teammate. I did. I said what I said. The idea is he's a good teammate. No one's going to be a better steward for a rookie quarterback. That's false.
Well,
Jacoby Brissett is a bad teammate.
Yeah, this idea of the quote-unquote perfect backup veteran guy, I don't think exists. Because you're also sort of saying, like, you're thinking that there's a guy in the NFL that is okay not playing. Like, that doesn't seem right. They said the same thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick with Tua. Perfect guy to back him up.
Good one.
He doesn't want to back him up. He wants to start. And even if he's wrong, like that one, actually, Fitzpatrick might have been better that year. But like Jacoby Brissett wanted to start, and it's very clear. And I thought, but I did not expect this weekend
for
him to say what he said.
So here's what Reese wrote in his Sunday notes. Lead item, number one out of his 10 points. He said if the Patriots had their way, they'd be returning the same quarterback group in 2025.
What?
According to sources involved in the negotiations, when the Patriots were courting Brissett in the offseason, they were offering him a 2-year contract. But Brissett preferred a 1-year deal.
Smart.
For $8 million, giving him a chance to see how the 2024 season unfolded before charting his future, and thus his return in 2025 now seems far less likely. So do you think he was betting on himself and like, hey, I could go out there and really turn this into a deal a la Sam Darnold? Or do you think he was just like, I'll probably be backing up by week 5 and then I want out?
Yeah, but I think if he looked good for 4 weeks, he could take that somewhere else. And there's always a team like that's looking for a starter. And, you know, with everything going up, it might not be the dumbest thing. Like, okay, could he get $8 million somewhere else next year or $9 million somewhere else next year?
He could, if he was a good teammate, he could have had a 2-year deal, $8 million a year to sit there and hold a clipboard and back up Drake May.
I guess he doesn't want to do that.
But he's not.
No.
So here's what he said. Quote, I'm interested to see what my future holds. Hopefully, I get somewhere to land, Brissett said this week leading up to Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Reese made the point, by the way, he's mostly been scarce in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Asked if returning to New England would be a consideration. He didn't completely close the door.
Oh, good.
But wasn't convincing, saying, I don't know. It's kind of early to tell that. In a quiet moment this week in the locker room, he shared how challenging the season has been for him personally.
Aww. Yeah, $8 million.
It's been real tough on you, Jacoby. There? The one team that would let you start.
You don't start anywhere else.
There's so much I could say, but I guess not ideal.
Wow.
Obviously a unique situation here. I'm not the one to make excuses.
But I'm about to.
But at some point, somebody's going to have to watch the film and understand what I was dealing with. I think that kind of speaks for itself. I think it's very easy for people to blame the quarterback for things. That's what this profession is. But yeah, man, tough year.
He had David Andrews. Drake May didn't have David Andrews. Nope. So one of two good linemen on the entire roster you had for the first 5 weeks of the season. I don't know. I certainly don't feel bad for Jacoby Brissett. He went here because he knew it was the only place he was going to start.
Yeah, that's a good point by Dubs985 in the Twitch chat. He does a commercial about being the backup. I forgot about that. He's now one of the backup those backup quarterback commercials.
You can't take backup quarterback commercial money if you're the starter.
Good point.
You can't have it both ways.
Like, I was told he was a good teammate and would be happy being the backup.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. You
know, not at all. Get him out of here. Yeah. Why do they want him back?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't think they will bring him back. Okay, I don't know that.
It says, according to sources involved in the negotiation, they wanted him back.
No.
They want to bring the room back.
Wanted. I think that can change.
Okay, after they see these comments, yes, they don't want him anymore.
Or just the way that it all played out. Or like, all right, if he goes down, if May goes down, do we even want to play this guy? Like, we saw what it looked like.
Out.
So my guess is at the beginning, they were like, hey, let's do this, take care of it, and maybe this is sort of a win-win for him and for us, and we have our backup for the next year as well. Then they're like, no, we're good. You weren't good in spring. You never should have started week one. I think that's pretty clear. And now if you're saying like, oh, man, if people really saw what it was like, like, what is Drake May dealing with? He's got a center who can't snap him the ball, and guys who can't block, guys who can't catch. So, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
and yet he's actually scored some points.
It looks way better with Drake May. Important text, 617-779-7937. You don't pick up hippo poop.
No?
You scrape it off the walls.
Oh, my God. What?
They shred it with their tail like a blender.
Wow. Well, you got to put the hippo outside. You don't want the hippo inside. It's too much. Dig yourself a little swamp. Don't they like the little water?
Yeah, they like to wallow, right? The hippos wallow?
Wallow?
Yeah.
I couldn't speak to that.
I think they wallow.
Is that what they do?
I think so. A pig wallows. Maybe.
But they don't have sharp teeth, but they have like big old teeth though. Like,
oh,
they're not sharp, are they?
I think they can bite you in half, so yeah, I think so. Or is
they
that just like water
destroy pumpkins and watermelons?
Yeah, watermelons. You just feed them a watermelon, they just have no problem with that.
Or are they just
look like they would.
Are they just like
no, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like, they're not sharp, but they're like giant.
It's like my dog. It's just
your dog has no teeth.
It's all jaw power.
That's the difference.
No, is that what it is?
Does he have his milkshakes today?
Yeah, he's on a soft diet.
Yeah, that's nice.
617-779-7937. You can chime in here on Jones and Keefe. Lots of speculation about what the Patriots are up to at this hour. Is Alex Van Pelt back? Does he deserve to keep his job? How about Jerod Mayo and his job security? All that's still on the table. Plus, Bill Belichick has a new job, but apparently he was calling the Jets, which is pathetically desperate. Let's get into that next.